High Chaparral is not just the name of an old American TV series. It's also the name of a Wild West theme park in the south of Sweden. And it has a pretty interesting history. Bengt Erlandsson, also called Big Bengt, was born in a village in Småland in Sweden. Between the mid-19th century up to 1920, around 1.5 million people emigrated from Sweden to the US in pursuit of a better life. Many of those people came from Småland, where Big Bengt was born. In 1956, Bengt went to the US and he traveled 4,000 miles across the continent during 4 months. He visited a lot of old western towns and forts, and this trip made a big impression on him. He bought a farm in 1957, and then he got a good deal on 20,000 old telephone poles. And with those he started building a fort that he called High Chaparral, after the TV series that was popular back then. Apparently he had no imagination. Things basically got out of hand after that. He built a church as well next to the fort, because if you have a fort you need a church next to it. Then he built a hotel with room for 200 people, and then he built a railroad. And then he decided that, well, having a railroad without a destination, that's just silly. So he built a small town called Dalton City. Do you think he stopped there? Nope. He dug up a creek and made room for a steamboat as well. And then he built an arena to be used for Western shows. Basically, Big Bang tried to recreate the best parts of the Wild West, or at least how he imagined them. The park is divided into multiple areas. The main street is, well, the main street. That's where you find the world's most robbed bank, because the Dalton brothers are robbing it every day. Or trying to. There's also Dalton City, where Lucky Luke is putting away aforementioned Dalton brothers in jail. And there's line dancing there. Woohoo! So this is where the line dance will happen later in the afternoon. I'm probably gonna miss it. Gosh darn it! Such a pity. In the western town of River City, you can see a show about Wyatt Earp's last ride. There are frequent reports of stuntmen being injured at the shows here, so I need to check it out, of course. But there's a lot more. Old Mexico has its own area, and Texas, and a place called Buffalo Island. I have a feeling that Buffalo Island is very tasteful and doesn't have any cultural appropriation at all. So this is a Wild West theme park with a high focus on the theming. It's not an amusement park per se, there are not that many rides. You can ride a steamboat or a steam train, and there are a lot of other small activities to do. But the main focus is on the theming and on the experience itself. I wonder if I can do this one-handed. Whoa, shit! That was not a good idea. I'm sinking! At last, terra firma! Right now there's a civil war event going on at the park. Lots of camps, lots of soldiers, lots of tension. I think most of the tension comes from the rain though, so I'm taking cover here in one of the tents. There's a lot to see here in the camps, but I can't vouch for the authenticity because I know very little about the civil war. There just might be a few anachronistic details here and there. The camp is really interesting to have a look at, regardless of that. The weather turned pretty miserable. This is a very wet Texas I'm in right now. I think this is the biggest city in Texas. Big Bengt was arrested for tax crimes in 1980. It turned out to be a long process, but in the end he was cleared of most charges. He ended up camping outside of the tax office in protest of the remainder of the taxes that they claimed he had to pay. He claimed his innocence and he wanted to stand up for the individual's rights against the government. I guess he got inspired by more things in America than just the Wild West.
These days, the park is run by his grandchildren, and despite some troubled times, they seem hell-bent on making their grandpa's legacy of an America that may or may not ever have existed live on.
More than 50 years ago, High Chaparral opened its gates. It was a glorious vision by Bengt Erlandsson, and he saw it through, even though most people must have thought it was crazy. Unfortunately, both he and his wife passed away in 2016, but they lived to see their life's work become 50 years old. That's not too shabby. I hope you enjoyed this, a little look at High Chaparral, a piece of the Wild West in Sweden. Like and subscribe, but most importantly, have a great day. A tiny house, I wonder if I can fit in here.
Yep, just barely. Well, that's exciting.